This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with an economic indicator, a stipulation about that indicator, and then a caveat about the stipulation. If you're still with me, because that was a mouthful, here's the news. Workers in this economy were just a teensy little bit less productive in the third quarter than we were earlier this year. Teensy being defined as worker productivity, which is widgets produced per hour work. The stipulation is that 0.3% isn't exactly Armageddon. But here comes the caveat. It is the first productivity drop in almost 4 years. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, productivity's a big deal.
Workers did more last quarter, but they spent even more time doing it. That means productivity went down 0.3%. This statistic tends to bounce around a lot. It was much higher earlier in the year. But overall, productivity since the Great Recession hasn't been all that great, says Ryan Sweet, an economist with Moody's Analytics.
You know, we're still stuck in the slow lane. Doesn't bode well for the economy's potential growth rate.
Productivity gains are important. They can drive business expansion, higher wages, and standards of living, says Dean Baker, senior economist with the Center for Economic Policy Research.
It's a huge, huge deal, but I don't think we have a really good story as to why we've had this slowdown or what might change it.
Yes, we're all on social media too much, and politics have been super distracting, but that's likely not the problem, says Baker.
People work really hard. The big differences in productivity growth have much more to do with the equipment that workers are working with and also workplace organization.
He says despite all the talk of AI and automation, businesses haven't been investing as much as expected in new technology or research and development. That could be about to change, says Mikala Krishnan, a senior fellow with the McKinsey Global Institute.
We see technology everywhere around us, but companies are still trying to figure out how to make the most of these new technologies.
She says something like this happened with PCs in the 80s. Sometimes it takes more than 2 decades for a new technology to be adopted widely enough to make a difference. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.